You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Welcome to Game of Shows! Game of Shows.
The musicals quiz for West End and Broadway fans everywhere, now proudly a part of the Broadway Podcast Network. Tonight, we welcome four special guests from the West End. We welcome Francesca Ellis and Kieran Brown against Hannah Fairclough and Sarah O'Connor. Yes, tonight, it's the Phantom of the Opera against Disney's Frozen! We have four amazing actors for you here tonight. Their list of credits goes round the block and back again. So let's crack on. Chris, please would you introduce our first guest?
I will indeed. Making up one half of our team Phantom of the Opera, we have Francesca Ellis. Hi, Fran.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're good. Thank you so much for being a part of the podcast this evening.
And we are going to say a huge welcome to Hannah Fairclough. Hi, Hannah.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing great. Thank you so much for being here. And you are going to be in Disney's Frozen at Drury Lane. Normally we would be able to say, and it opens on, but we can't. And it opens in 2021.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
Well, listen, we have faith.
Okay, thank you, Hannah. Let's bring in your cast member from Frozen, which is Sarah O'Connor. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're good, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
And our final guest of this evening, welcome Kieran Brown.
Evening.
Good evening, Kieran. Thanks so much for joining us.
Game of Shows.
Well, we are going to crack on with Game of Shows. Round one is called Paris or Arendelle. Make your choice or let it go. We're going to start with Phantom. So, Phantom, you can choose Paris or Arendelle. If you choose Paris, you will hear a question about your show, The Phantom of the Opera. And for that home question, you will win 1 point. But if you choose Arendelle, you will hear a question on your opponent team's show, Frozen. And for that, you could get 3 points. So what we're going to do is we're going to give Kieran and Francesca, as our Phantom team, the opportunity to choose Arendelle or Paris. Make your choice or let it go.
Oh, God, what do you think, Kieran?
I watched Frozen just a few days ago with
no!
my friend looking after it, but I'm going to go Paris.
Yeah, I think you'd be on your own with the Frozen. Okay. I'm just saying it.
Is your Paris question. This is for the first point of the evening. Okay, here we go. Early lyrics for Phantom were created by a Broadway legend, the lyricist of My Fair Lady and Camelot, but he sadly died before his work could be completed. Can you name him?
Is it Alan J.
Yes.
Turner?
That's Alan the J. one. Lerner. Yep.
We're going to go on a final answer, Alan J. Lerner.
For 1 point, that is correct.
Well done.
Oh, no, wait a minute, we can. Okay.
Doing silent punching in the air because we're not sure about the sound levels. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Frozen, Arendelle or Paris?
I think we need to back around here, Hannah. Let's get it out of the way.
I think we go to Paris, I'm not going to know anything. So maybe we stick with Arendelle and see how we go.
Yeah, go on then.
Go on then.
Okay.
Yeah,
go on.
So before the COVID closure on Broadway, Frozen was running. Can you tell me within 20 performances either way, how many performances Frozen had played at the St. James Theatre before the shutdown?
Okay.
How long?
It opened for one contract and 4 weeks, I think.
I'm letting you do maths.
Okay.
Because I'm also dreadful at that.
By 56. I'm going to go roughly, okay. Hannah, don't kill me. 440?
So we have that as an incorrect answer, Sarah. We have it down.
But I have it as according to Sarah.
You have it as a correct answer because that was it. Yeah. So that's so we have 851 performances.
What?
Down. So we have a couple of years worth, but including I think it was 25 previews. Chris, was it 25?
Yeah, I think 26 previews and the rest real normal performances.
Damn previews!
Wow. I thought they'd only done 1 year. Yay, Broadway! That's good.
Yay, Broadway! And you guys are going to be in it.
So cool. Hopefully amounting up to 800 performances at some point.
Yeah, wouldn't that be lovely? Wouldn't that be amazing? So Chris, at the end of round one, please tell us what the scores are.
Well, at the end of round one, both teams played safe by staying at home, but Phantom is slightly in the lead with 1 point.
Round two is called Do You Want to Build an Opera House? In this round, in your teams, you will get 30 seconds to name as many items in a given subject as possible. Now, Phantom, you are in the lead, so you get to pick question set A or question set B. You have no idea what they are, so it's completely random. But A or B?
I'll let you choose, Kieran. Because then I don't get
So the Phantom's box was box C, wasn't it? So let's go for the closest to that, which is a B, box B.
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay, so we're going to give you 30 seconds on the clock. Chris will keep the time. And we are going to ask you to name film adaptations of stage musicals in 30 seconds. And your time starts now.
My Fair Lady.
Hairspray. Chicago.
Yes.
King and I.
Sound of Music.
In the Heights, upcoming.
In the Heights, in the Heights. Oh, gosh.
Kiss Me, Kate.
Quick.
Evita.
Les Miserables.
Phantom of the Opera.
Les Miserables. Why am I so slow at this?
Anything Goes. No, that's not been filmed. Cabaret. Cabaret.
And time. That is time.
Really impressive.
That gets the old grey cells working, doesn't it? Fantastic. Chris, as adjudicator, what do you think about In the Heights? Hasn't actually been released yet, but I believe it has been made.
Been filmed.
The trailer looks incredible, I have to say. So are we going to give them... And we do have guests from shows that haven't even been on.
Yes. I'm going to allow it. I'm going to allow it this
Thank
once.
You.
So I've got there.
A lot of good, yeah, they,
yeah
they
I've got the good... Phantom. I've got 12 correct answers there in
fantastic.
30 seconds. I don't know if you had West Side Story. I think that was a classic
so
that was missed.
To see
West Side
that.
What?
West Side Story.
No, actually,
actually, you could have got 2 points for that because they're about to release
two
anyway.
Of them. Yeah.
West Never heard of
story,
it.
But... Yeah.
The producers you could have had.
Well done, Phantom. Let's move to Frozen. So Frozen, you have question set A.
Okay, great.
So we similarly are going to give you 30 seconds and we are going to ask you, between you, to name jukebox musicals in 30 seconds and your time starts now.
Okay.
Mamma Mia, Never Forget.
Nice.
Jersey Boys.
Nice. What's Beautiful Jukebox?
Beautiful, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
The Tom Jones one.
All I do is jukebox bloody musicals. And I can't think of any of them.
She Loves You, The Beatles.
What's the one?
Minx.
I don't know. Goodness.
Rockin'.
And that's time.
That was so stressful. I'm sweating so hard.
Oh, gosh.
You said Mamma Mia, right? Did you say Mamma Mia?
They said Mamma Mia together.
Oh, good. Because you were both in that, right?
Yes. That's how we know each other. That's how we met.
That was an easy tick off.
I got that you got 5 correct answers there.
Yeah.
Some other answers that you could have had. You nearly got Sunny Afternoon. You kind of said The King. We Will Rock You. Viva Forever.
Yeah, you missed Fever Forever, which is just the best jukebox.
Yeah.
Bodyguard!
Bodyguard.
And in it.
Tina.
The Commitments! Oh, no, that wasn't
Soul Sister.
Tina! I wasn't in Tina. I was in Soul Sister.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you know, it's funny, though. You do glaze, don't you?
Yeah. We were talking about that.
5 points, though.
not enough.
I mean, it's not 12, but it's
more than we had.
That's exactly.
That's true. Is a glass is half full kind of lady.
Unlike that wine that Kieran is drinking, that's half empty.
Drinking it for Hannah, so she doesn't feel alone.
Also, mine's empty, so thanks.
That is the end of round two. Oh. So let's ask Chris what that has done to the overall scores, Chris.
So at the end of round two, Frozen are now off the blocks and they're on 5 points, but still in the lead is Phantom with 13 points. Game of Shows.
Round three is called The Music of the Ice. In this round, each guest will get to hear a few bars of a song. Tell me the name of the song and the show for 2 whole points. The thing that makes it more difficult is you don't get to hear the actual song because we can't afford the royalties. So I'm going to play it for you on the piano.
Okay, so Lawrence is poised, ready to go. Let's start with Hannah. Here is your musical round.
Somewhere That's Green from Little Shop of Horrors.
That's correct. 2 points. Well done, Hannah. Okay, let's move over to Team Phantom. We're coming to Fran. So here we go. Fran, it's on you.
Okay.
Any ideas, Fran?
Oh, it started to go into something that I recognise, but I didn't recognise the intro. Can I allow it again?
Have it again. We can give you it again.
That bit I recognise. I think it's something from... Look, I'm going to just take a really wild guess once.
That's wrong, unfortunately. That was, of course, for all the musical theatre fans out there screaming at Fran, that was Burn from Hamilton.
Oh, I don't know Hamilton's. I've not seen it yet. I'm so sorry, guys. Yeah, no, I was never going to get it.
There we go.
No, never mind. Bye.
No worries.
Okay, moving on. Let's come to Sarah next. Here is your musical question.
I'm looking at Fran and I feel like we all know each other's. She's like, I know that one. Like, not even familiar. Like, can I have it one more time?
Yep, so, last time. Here we go. Any idea?
I'm going to say Voulez Vous, Mamma Mia.
Oh, it's really it's really close, but it's not quite it right.
Like I'm really surprised by that. No, I think you're joking. No, that's it. That's definitely it. What is it?
Fran, do you want to help us out? What was it?
I have a love and it's all that I... Is it West Side Story?
It is. It's I Have a Love from West Side Story. Well done, Fran. Commiserations, Sarah. Okay, and moving on to our final contestant, Kieran, it's your turn. Let's have it one more time. Let's go.
It's so badly played.
I know. It was short notice. We couldn't get anyone else. So
Honestly, I've not got a clue. I'm sorry. I kind of recognise the bam 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 bam, yeah, the rhythm and the, yeah, but I don't know. Sorry.
Anyone else? Can we open it up? You won't get any points, but anyone,
no,
any ideas?
Idea.
Nothing. Sorry.
Don't know that.
Well, that was, in fact, it was Our Time from Merrily We Roll.
Oh.
The finale of Merrily.
Darn it.
Oh, well, now I know it. Yeah, now I get it.
At the end of round three, Phantom remain on 13, but crawling their way back up, Frozen are now on 7 points. Game or shows.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
Round four is called Wishing You Were Somehow Reindeer Again.
These are brilliant.
That's one of my best. In
you
round
need to
four.
Give yourself some points for these. Right.
Thank you, Sarah. In round four, each guest will need a buzzer noise. And as we are in the delightful world of Zoom, we've asked our special guests to come up with a buzzer noise that relates in some way to their own shows. So we are beginning with Fran and Kieran on the Phantom team. Would you please demonstrate your Phantom related buzzer or buzzers and tell us, Fran?
Joseph Bouquet, hold your tongue.
Beautiful.
It was stunning. And what we can do is we can overdub Kieran and fix it in the edit.
You could do. Oh, my God, yeah.
Kieran, I know you've edited a track for the purposes of this, so let's hear your buzzer, please.
We're not going to use it, but we're gonna you know, have a little listen to what my buzzer sound was supposed to be.
That's probably enough before Lloyd Webber's lawyers come calling.
That would have been phenomenal. If we could have done that, it would have been great. But
yeah, let me just credit Andrew before anyone before the lawyers come. So that was the overture of Phantom of the Opera by Andrew Lloyd Webber, produced by Cameron McIntosh. Is anybody else laying claim to that? Thank you, Kieran. But Kieran, you're going to give us a little bit of Joseph Bouquet. Hold your tongue, as and when.
Yeah, you know, I'll do the baritone. Joseph Bouquet, hold your tongue. Yeah.
And Frozen team, can you tell me what your buzzers or buzzer sound are going to be?
We have.
Could it have been anything else?
The wonderful Adele Dazeem, ladies and gentlemen. The wonderful Adele Dazeem singing Let It Go by Robert Lopez and Christine Anderson Lopez. Fantastic. Amazing Let It Go from Frozen, the forthcoming Disney musical in London's West End. So in this round, you will hear up to 5 clues. Any one of you can buzz in at any time. Buzz in after 1 clue and you will get 5 points, all the way down to 1 point for 5 clues. The answer will, of course, become clearer the more clues you hear. There is no conferring. If you buzz in and give an incorrect answer, the opposing team will hear all of the remaining clues for a bonus point. So if everything's clear, we are going to begin for 5 points.
This musical opened in London in 1993 and on Broadway a year later.
For 4 points.
This musical won 3 Tony Awards, including Best Book and Best Score.
For 3 points.
Joseph Bouquet, hold your tongue.
It's Phantom, Kieran.
Sunset Boulevard.
Unbelievably correct.
Hearing only 2 clues. The amazing Kieran Brown.
Well done.
That's amazing.
I love my sunset.
That was 4 points.
I saw the production as well. I should have got that.
He did admit at the beginning that he was obsessed with Lloyd Webber's work as a young man.
The remaining clues you could have had were this musical is based on a 1950s film with the same title.
Okay. Would have been,
this musical has lyrics by Don Black. And then finally for 1 point would have been this musical has famously starred Glenn Close, Patti LuPone and Petula Clark. Well done.
We don't need that. We don't need that.
Okay, so moving on. Next question. Here we go. For 5 points.
This song is a ballad written for a 1991 screen musical and has since become famous the world over.
For 4 points.
This song won an Oscar and has been recorded by Celine Dion.
For 3 points.
This song was first recorded by Broadway legend Angela Lansbury.
Oh, that's Team Frozen. I think that was Sarah.
I'm so sorry. But...
Sarah, have you got an itchy trigger finger?
No, I'm sweating. Okay, so I've gone for this answer because it's been recorded by Celine. Okay, and if this is a really bad answer, edit it out. I'm going to go with Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
That's a really good, that's a good answer if it has.
Kieran is showing off and he's telling me I'm wrong already. Look at that hand.
It is, because I think you were thinking about clue number two while not hearing clue number three. Yeah. And we thought you'd buzzed in after clue number three. So what we're going to do is we're going to give, well, Kieran's already got his hand in the air, but he does qualify to hear the rest of the, Kieran, are you that confident you want to give us an answer now and just show us how clever you are? Go on then.
Yeah. It's Beauty and the Beast.
It is Beauty and the Beast. It is. But I think your answer, Sarah, was an excellent answer. And
once I didn't embarrass myself, it's fine. I'm sorry, Hannah.
I didn't know Celine Dion recorded it though.
A couple of years later, I think. But fantastic effort from both of you. A point to Mr. Brown and Miss Ellis. Thank you so much. Let's move on to our next clue. And so Chris is going to give you the clues, and it starts with this one for 5 points.
This theatre is a Grade 2 listed building which opened in 1910.
For 4 points.
This theatre is owned by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
For 3 points.
Between 1955 and 69, this theatre hosted popular weekly variety shows.
Joseph Bouquet, hold your tongue!
I think that was Fran Phantom.
It's
got to be the Palladium.
For 3 points, it is the Palladium. Well done, Fran.
Wow.
The remaining clues would have been this theatre seats 2,286 people. And finally, this theatre has been the home to many musicals, including The Sound of Music and Sister Act. So well done, Fran.
Damn it!
Was that you, Hannah, on the you were close, but
just sing it, it's quicker.
You can sing it if you want to. Just put to the post by Fran there. Okay, last question in this round starts with me. So
here we go. For 5 points.
This person was born in Buckinghamshire in 1944.
For 4 points.
This person was knighted in 1994 for services to music.
Joseph Bouquet, hold your tongue.
Ooh, for 4 points.
After just two clues, Kieran has leapt out on a limb here. So, Kieran.
I think it's His Holiness, Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber.
No cigar, I'm afraid. No cigar. So...
Frozen, it's all clear. Come on.
Come on. We got this. I have a feeling, but I don't want to say yet.
Do we get the other clues first?
Hear,
okay.
You can hear all three of them.
Buckinghamshire.
You don't need to buzz. So who's...
So he's a bit posh.
Read the clue. Oh, good. Okay. So this person has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and is in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He is well known for collaborations with some of the world's leading composers, and he is best known for lyrics for Evita Chesney.
Jose Bouquet, hold your tongue!
It's not, dear, you can't buzz in because this is frozen.
You've lost it.
I don't believe that. I'm frozen.
Sarah's shaking her head, remarkably.
Can I hear the last question? The last clue?
The last clue is he is best known for lyrics for Evita, Chess, and Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yes!
Okay.
He's on Evita, we know.
I
unless there's another guy we don't know about. Evita.
Even Chris has been in Evita. Well,
even I've been in Evita.
Go on, Sarah.
Sir Tim Rice.
is the right answer. Well done. Yeah. That's a point for the Frozen team.
Did you say Frozen?
You are welcome. I gave you that one.
Yeah, thank you, Kieran.
Extremely close. Chris, at the end of round four, we must have some points to tally up.
We do. There was some shift around of scores there. At the end of round four, Frozen are on a respectable 8 points. But in the lead still, with 21, is Phantom of the Opera.
Round five is called All I Ask of You Is That You Let It Go.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
Now, this is a quick fire round. Each team will have 45 seconds to answer as many questions as possible in rapid succession. There is no conferring. We are going to begin with the team that is currently lying in second place. So that is our Frozen team. So again, there's no time for conferring. There's no need to buzz. It's just, if you've got an answer, give an answer. Phantom team, you can't answer these questions, so you guys relax. Frozen team, we're going to give you 45 seconds on the clock.
Can we pass if we need to? Like, if
absolutely.
We...
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. We can pass.
Yeah, yeah, do.
Okay.
Do.
No, do.
I will be.
Not every time. I mean, if you could come up with a few
like
answers.
An easy one.
A couple of answers here and there. Okay, cool. So your 45 seconds starts now. Name the hit musical written by the creators of South Park and the composer of Frozen.
Book of Mormon. Book of Mormon.
Correct.
Which Bubel and Schoenberg musical premiered in 1990?
Les Mis?
Incorrect. Miss Saigon.
Which character did Catherine Zeta-Jones take in the 2002 film version of Chicago?
Thelma.
Correct.
Which musical is based on the 2001 film of the same name, which starred Reese Witherspoon?
Legally Blonde.
Correct.
Which musical opens with the words sugar, sugar, sugar butter, sugar butter, sugar butter flower?
Waitress!
Correct.
Le Cage au Folle featured which, drag acts or drag racing?
Drag acts.
Correct.
Name the rock musical, a famous coming-of-age story based on an 1890s German play by Frank Wedekind.
Pass. But I know it.
That's tough.
It's Spring Awakening. Okay, and that was time.
Oh, wow.
That was on the tip of your tongue there, Hannah. Well done. Well done. So, was anyone tallying the points there? Because there were.
I was. I got
thank
some.
You.
Was Kieran like, yeah, I was.
Your area of expertise. Kieran was. I was.
Yeah, I was.
Big fat zero. Okay, well, we'll do the scores at the end. Okay.
Ready, Phantom team? Your 45 seconds starts now. Complete this title. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor.
Dreamcoat.
Correct.
Dreamcoat.
Which of these is not a hit musical? Hair, Hairspray, Hairnet.
Hairnet.
Who composed A Little Night Music?
Stephen Sondheim.
Correct. Avenue Q featured which, puppets or pirates?
Puppets.
Correct.
True or false, Andrew Lloyd Webber has never won a Tony Award?
True.
We'll go with Kieran's answer. Correct.
Which Hal Prince directed musical is set in the town of Marietta, Georgia in 1913?
Assassins.
Incorrect. It's Parade. And that's time.
Ooh. I don't know about anyone else, but I'm really holding my breath. I feel like this is a really close competition.
Everything can change in the final round. Well done, both teams. Thank you so much. That was a cavalcade of questions.
That
there.
Was fun.
We
I liked that one.
Some
but it was tense. It was also very tense.
It was very tense.
Yeah.
My colleague Chris Stodder has been tallying the scores there. Well done, Chris, if you could keep up with that. So tell us first the scores for round five.
So at the end of round five, Frozen scored 4 points in that quickfire round, and Phantom scored 5. Looking at the overall scores now for this episode of Game of Shows. In second place with 12 points, we have Team Frozen. The winners this evening with 26 points is Team Phantom of the Opera.
Play the music.
Wow.
Well done.
Play the music. That's pretty incredible, actually. A great score. Frozen, thank you so much, though. That's a very respectable score, and you did yourselves proud, and you did Disney proud, more importantly. Thank you so much for joining us for that. Phantom, what can we say? 26 points. That has set the bar for season two.
Does that mean we get jobs when theatres open? Is that what this whole thing's about?
I have no doubt that you will all, I mean...
Do we get a souvenir brochure? and a bag of wine gums, like an interval gift.
Yeah, just, friend, if you just, it's by the door, just grab it on your way out. Yeah.
Bag of coffee revels.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Other good chocolate snacks are available.
But hey, Revel people, if you want to send us some for promotional reasons, then by all means.
The words lifetime supply just come to mind, don't they? But lifetime supply for six. Thanks so much, everyone. All that remains is for me to thank Chris for keeping the scores and being a fantastic co-host. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank our producer behind the scenes, Freya Locke. Thank you, Freya.
Thank you, Freya.
Thank you.
And to our amazing guests from Disney's forthcoming West End musical, Frozen, which I believe you can already go and book tickets for. It's going to be at the Drury Lane Theatre, which has been completely refurbished and redone for that. Go book tickets. It's going to be phenomenal. To Hannah Fairclough and Sarah O'Connor, who will be in that show. What an amazing tale you will have to tell. Do come back again at some point and tell us all about it. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And
definitely come back.
Oh, thank you. And to our winning team tonight from the Phantom of the Opera, amazing work, both of you. Thanks so much for joining us, Francesca Ellis and Kieran Brown.
Yay, thank you for having us.
And we can't wait to see you guys back on stage soon, where you belong, all four of your talents on stage. Thank you so much for sharing it with us tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Take care, everyone.
You've been listening to Game of Shows, the musicals quiz for West End and Broadway fans everywhere. And please do leave us a review and like the podcast, which will help other people find Game of Shows in the future. The show was created by me, Lawrence Mark Wythe, and developed with Chris Stoddart, and this episode was produced by Freya Locke. Join us again for more Game of Shows. In the meantime, goodbye! Game of Shows.
Can we get an extra point for Joseph Bouquet, Hold Your Tongue, just because he's a vocal? Just saying.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.